Welcome to the Full As Human podcast, your landing place to reprioritize being human for a living, to remember your humanness as a spiritual practice, and to invite all layers of yourself to the table. I'm your host, Mel the Oracle, voice artist, writer, yogini, mentor, and dope human being, here to build intimate and vulnerable community with you through personal stories, wisdoms, insights, and unique perspectives. If you are new here, welcome in. If you've been rocking, hey love, welcome back. So this episode is brought to you by my Spotify playlist called A Lost Flame, a feeling box vibe. And this playlist is exactly how it sounds. It is a playlist to put you in your feelings about maybe a relationship that has ended, or maybe someone you felt is the person that got away, however you describe that. But this is a vibe to put you there. And I think a lot of times people are scared to go there, avoid listening to playlists like this. And I get it, but it's also important to feel shit. It's okay. You can give yourself an hour to be in your feelings, to cry, to be sad, to hold the grief, to reminisce, to remember. And then after the hour, you go about your day. It's good for your system. So the link for the playlist is in my show notes. I share a link to a playlist in every single episode. And I'm about to let y'all know at the beginning of every episode, because y'all gonna listen to my playlist, okay? And then before jumping into the actual meat of the episode, I want to give a shout out to one of my patrons, Dominique. Dominique, girl, I appreciate you so much. You have been a deep supporter of mine since Yoga in Color was a donation-based class. And so I just appreciate you being here on this journey with me, offering me so much feedback and loving suggestions and even business advice. I appreciate you. And then I appreciate you being someone supporting me month to month on Patreon. So shout out to you, beautiful. Thank you so much. So this episode was inspired by season 4, episode 7 of Atlanta. And just to give a real quick recap, this was an episode that was focusing on Earn and Van and Lottie. And for those of you who don't watch Atlanta, I suggest you just go watch it. You could watch it on Hulu. But Earn and Van have this daughter, Lottie, and they go out into the woods to camp for her birthday. Earn and Lottie are... I have to interrupt this. I meant to say Earn and Van, okay? Earn and Van. Carry on. They have been, you know, not together or separated pretty much throughout most of the show. But you can always tell there's this lingering dynamic between them, and they have a child, and they were in romantic relationship, right, before they decided to end things. So this episode is exploring their reconciliation. And it also really showcases the perspective of their 6-year-old daughter. And this is going to come into play in what I share about as far as my experience with dating and loving and considering marriage with a man who had a young daughter. And so, you know, at the end, throughout the episode, we're kind of seeing, you know, them move about, you know, this campground, and to they're like exploring their relationship as a family, essentially. And then it gets to this turning point where Earn is like, look, I want to be with you. What's up? I'm moving to LA. Are you coming? What's going on? This is how I feel about you. And then Van gets her chance to like release and understand how he truly feels. And then they end up reconciling. And then there is this moment, y'all, This is the moment of the episode that made me cry. I didn't cry until the last seconds of this episode, but it is when they're leaving the campgrounds and they show Lottie. They have the camera on Lottie and she's looking at her parents and she like peeks over to the seat and looks at them in the front, and then she has this smile and then the screen goes black and I fucking lost it. I lost it. And so I'll share more about that as the episode goes on, but that's kind of just a recap. So watching this episode, it brought me to memories about my experience with my last relationship. It almost felt like a really, it wasn't in 100% parallel, but you know, Lottie was turning 6 in this episode. And I think around the time that I ended this relationship with my ex, his daughter was turning 6 or had already like just turned 6. So that was just interesting. But there are these really interesting parallels between Earn, Van, and Lottie and myself, my ex, and my ex's child's mother. And so just as Earn and Van got back together at the end of this, after breaking things off my ex, he and his child's mother got back together. And I'm sure people are like, how'd you know? Well, I checked his Instagram. I checked his Instagram. And you know, there was a point in time where I felt really ashamed and embarrassed about admitting that, but like, who cares? I checked his Instagram and that's how I found out that he had reconciled with his child's mother, with his daughter's mother. So that's how I found out, y'all. You can feel how you feel about it. I really don't care. It is what I did. And that's all I have to say about that. That might be another podcast episode. But I wanted to dedicate an episode to reflecting on the experience of dating and deeply loving a man from my perspective, but for you, it could be a person, however you identify, whatever it is, but deeply loving someone with a young child and the nuances of that experience. And from a unique perspective that I don't hear expressed and examined or talked about at all. And it's kind of like from the perspective of the untold story of the in-between woman, you know, the woman that a man dates in between breaking it off with maybe his child's mother, you know, and going back to his child's mother. Like, this is a interesting dynamic that I just don't think gets talked about much. So it's like I'm creating an alternative episode and inserting myself as a ghost character. So I want to start with just sharing about my experience, my feelings, my insights, but I want to end with truly the most important aha moment of all of this. And it is the perspective and well-being of a little girl who has her family repaired. And this episode of Atlanta, literally, like I said, the last seconds of it is what helped and really allowed me to see that as more important than anything else I'm going to share in this episode today. When I talk about this relationship with people, and I've referenced it before in even other episodes, this relationship changed me unlike any other. And I really hold this relationship as extremely significant in my heart. And I really, really loved this man and experienced love with him unlike I have in any other relationship. So, you know, when we first started dating, I mean, he shared straight up the dynamic between his child's mother and him up front. He was very upfront and he did everything to assure me that it was over and that he was wanting to move forward into a relationship with me. And I respected him for that. I respected his honesty. And I decided to move forward. And so, y'all, I mean, this relationship was beautiful. Yeah, we had here and there's and ups and downs or whatever. But for the most part, this was a really smooth relationship. And I knew that our connection was very ancient, right? I've known this man before. But as we got deeper and I could see more of the dynamic between the three of them, right? Him, his daughter's mother, and his daughter. There was a lot of time I spent in this relationship feeling like, man, I just might not stand a chance here. I might not stand a chance here in between this dynamic that's already happening. And I'm a very sensitive and intuitive woman. And I, for many months, had this feeling deep down that he and his child's mother would reunite. I even had dreams about it. And this is usually how information comes to me anyway, is through dreams. And so when I have a dream about something like this, that's often the answer for me every time. And I had several dreams about it, but the main theme of each dream was I would literally feel on the outside, like on the periphery of things with them. That's always how I felt in the dreams. And, you know, even though I have so, you know, casually stated how intuitive I am, I know that there are a lot of times that I don't listen, that I don't take heed to the visions that I have, to the downloads that I get. And that's something that I'm always working on, but I always get clear messages. I just don't always follow them, or I try to interpret them differently so that it makes sense in my mind, so that I don't have to change my direction or change what I'm desiring for a connection or for a thing, right? It's a whole thing that I'm working on. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one that does that. But so, you know, when you're in this situation, at least for me, I was always juggling what I was intuitively feeling and also needing to acknowledge, understand, and respect that my ex, his daughter, and his daughter's mother, they had a bond that I would never understand and really would never know on a deeper level, because I don't desire to bring a child into this world. The layers of that, there was always, that feeling was always with me, and I always had to eat that up and digest that all the time. And if I'm being completely honest, that brought up a lot of feelings of inadequacy, you know, feeling like I was inadequate, not as a partner, but just because I couldn't really be a part of that. And it was something that I couldn't understand, and that because I didn't desire to have children, I wouldn't, you know, understand it. So it brought up these feelings of inadequacy, feeling like I would always be on the outside and never integrated. And, you know, to be candid, his child's mother was not happy about our union. So there was always this dynamic there where there was never really going to be space for that integration. And I think that whole thing just wasn't navigated the best. But in addition to my own feelings, I could always see in his face the stress of being separated from his daughter. And I was always curious that maybe that extended to the relationship with his daughter's mother. He always made sure to reassure me that it didn't. And I asked about him, there's probably two times that I can remember asking him about it. And when I asked him, I was extremely intentional about never asking in an insinuating or accusatory tone or coming from a jealous or possessive place, because that was truly never the energy of where I was asking from. It was from a place of genuine curiosity and wanting to following the knowings that I felt in my gut that I think I just hoped that he would say for himself. And I always asked so he could have a chance to assess where he would feel most at peace with himself. And so the couple of times that I asked, like, hey, you know, is there still something there? Are you still feeling something? Is there still something you want to explore as far as a romantic relationship with your child's mother? Like, let's just talk me and you, you know, not boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, let's just talk human to human here. And every time, you know, he would assure me, no, no, like, this is where I'm at and this is where I want to be. And so, you know, I think I pretended to trust his word, and I didn't want to keep questioning him or constantly second guessing what maybe in those moments were true for him. And so I always try to be cognizant of not over asking and not making that the center of our everyday in our relationship. And here's the thing. When you're in a relationship with a person who has a young child, and when I think of this, I'm thinking like 6 and under. That's just where my brain goes. But when you're in a relationship with a person who has a young child with someone they were in a romantic relationship with when the child was born, and still in that romantic relationship in those beginning years and stages of raising that child, if they are not fully resolved, even if there was a breaking up period like there was in the instance of my ex and his child's mother, there that dynamic is going to always be lingering. All right. And I just happened to be the woman who fell in that in-between space, in that in-between period between them. And I've personally never felt that that meant that my ex's and I's connection was shallow or fake or meaningless or just a rebound or not significant, because that is not true. Our connection was deep. It was really deep. But I think it just means that it didn't stand a chance to last. And this is all me having these epiphanies in hindsight. And I think this is where I want to transition into the most important part of this. In Atlanta, in that episode, it's Lottie, their 6-year-old daughter, right? And in real life, it's my ex's daughter. And I could very much be bitter about the ending of this relationship with my ex, but I just don't feel bitterness, because there's a bigger picture here. And the bigger picture is a little Black girl whose family was restored and placed back together, and how she sees that through her eyes. And in this episode of Atlanta, recalling Lottie's behavior throughout the episode, she was very withdrawn. She was silent. She was very inside of herself. She was silent for a lot of the episode. And Earn makes this reference to her personality of her being very sensitive and intuitive. So throughout this separation between her mother and her father, she's absorbing all of it. And honestly, that's the same disposition and personality type of my ex's daughter. So again, making this parallel between even those details really helped me to see how the biggest impact was on her. was on Lottie, was on my ex's daughter. And then being able to see her moment of joy when she could see that her parents were reconnected, when she could feel that the energy between them had shifted. And the directors of Atlanta, they just so delicately and subtly showed that in her eyes and in her little smile at the end of the episode. And even now, thinking about it, it's getting me emotional, because seeing that made the bigger picture click for me. And that's what made me so emotional. I needed that moment. I needed to see the experience of that little girl, the perspective of that little girl reflected to me on the screen. It was really sobering on many levels. And it became clear that it's somewhat irresponsible of me to make my ex's and I's ending an outcome about not getting to have the man that I deeply desired, and not see it as being about the whole well-being his child deserves as a little black girl. The restoration of her emotional well-being, remembering that she was impacted by the decision that he made. In this episode, it really helped me move even more into a space of having respect for and understanding his and his child's mother's reunion, knowing that that may have been what was best for this little girl. And working to find some peace and acceptance with holding both heartbreak and grief, and empathy and understanding. Grief and heartbreak for losing him, but empathy and understanding for what was probably best for his daughter. Finding devotion to the bigger picture and knowing that it is bigger than he and I getting to be together just because I love him. And so this is what that episode opened up for me to reflect on. And I think anyone entering into a relationship with someone with children, especially young children, you just need to consider the possibility of everything that I shared. I'm not naive. I know that the experience that I had with my ex going back to his child's mother is not always going to happen. That's not always the case, but it does happen. And there's often this untold story and untold experience of the person who was entered into the equation and then ejected out of it because of an ending. And I wanted to talk about this experience from that perspective, but again, also zoom out and really see what the bigger picture is that is bigger than this romantic relationship that I have with an ex, or that you might have with someone who has a young child and feels like they want to repair what they had with their family. And so this is not about you taking yourself out of having an experience that may be really beautiful regardless of the outcome, but this is just some things to consider for your heart. You know what I mean? For your heart. And so I'm not discouraging, you know, dating someone with young children or children at all. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not placing blame or shame on anyone. I'm just sharing how my experience, this often unshared and unexpressed, unexplored, and unexamined experience, has offered some unique perspective and some things to ponder. And I'm really interested to hear about your experiences with this. I know that I'm not alone. And maybe you haven't been able to process this experience as I have, right, publicly with you all. So, you know, you can always send me a voice message or an email and, you know, let's chat it up. I just want to close this episode, you know, with some honesty and say that I still love my ex. I still love him deeply, regardless of how I feel about the way that things ended. I hold our connection in my heart, and I hold who he was to me and for me in my heart. And, you know, you'll probably never hear this, but I know the energy will reach you. I'm proud of you, Black man, for choosing your family, for choosing what was probably best for your daughter, for choosing what possibly brought you most peace with yourself. That's always been first and foremost what I've wanted for you, always. And I genuinely pray that your soul is settled. Take a deep breath after that. Thank you all for joining me today for this episode and taking the time to listen in on my experience and my reflections. I always appreciate it. If you want to stay connected with me, again, send me a voice message sharing your reflections and your experiences. You can join me on my weekly email list that I send out on Wednesdays to get a little bit more intimate with me. You can support me for $4 a month on Patreon. This is you supporting me as an artist, as a creator, but also as a Black woman creating freely and leaning into her gifts and passions and talents. I'm working on a Discord server for the Patreon, so hold tight with me on that. And you can also tap into my writings and musings over on Medium. I've returned to my freelance writing roots, and so there is a link in the show notes for that as well. But until we talk again, I hope that you rest, that you find some moments of peace and joy, that you drink water, and we'll talk in the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionists face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.